here in Chicago, the police department has issued an order that has ended all discrepant the days off, that regularly scheduled days off. That's how they're phrasing it. So I'm assuming if you were scheduled to work Friday but took the day off, you no longer can take the day off. And so that has been a cause of concern for many, and among them perhaps Alderman Brian Hopkins, who joins us on a phone line now. Alderman, how are you?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
Great. You know, we've been talking a lot about what's going on with the Rittenhouse testimony and then this idea that Chicago police have been put on alert. What are you hearing about that, and are you concerned about what might happen here?
I'm not overly concerned, and I wouldn't actually call it being put on alert. It's really a degree below that, if there is such a thing. You know, we did cancel days off, and we did make some contingency plans to have some assets in place, but it's certainly not at the level of intensity that I've seen in the past when there was intelligence that suggested possible looting or some organized criminal activity downtown on Michigan Avenue. We're really not seeing any of that. But, you know, we live in unpredictable times, so I think it is a prudent decision to cancel days off and to have additional police resources kind of on standby. But we're not really seeing anything that's suggesting that there's going to be mass chaos downtown.
Well, that's encouraging, and it's great to hear. While we've got you as well, you know, the school CPS has this Friday off for vaccinations. We've been talking with different health officials today about a lot of schools or districts, I should say, not CPS, are bringing the vaccines into the schools. The idea to take the day off has been criticized. What's your view of it?
Well, yeah, I think it's actually a good idea, a good concept to have a day off to promote vaccination. The problem, of course, is that we really didn't follow up with ease of availability for vaccination. We're still not quite at the level where we need to be. The supply that we anticipated to receive, we really haven't in many cases. I wouldn't go so far as to say there's a shortage. It's certainly not like it was in February and March, you know, when adults were able to get vaccinated the first time and there was people just chasing, rare appointments like crazy. We're not at that level yet, but still we haven't gotten the dosage allocation that we were expecting to get. And some of the parents who are most eager to get their children vaccinated on day one or day two are still, in many cases, trying to make that happen. And it's just unfortunate because, there's parents who waited so long for this day to come. And I just wish we were doing a better job of accommodating them, and we're just not doing it.
We're talking to Alderman Brian Hopkins, the Alderman for the 2nd Ward. We're going to talk to Elgin a little bit later, the school district there, and they're bringing the vaccines into the schools for any kids who want them beginning a little bit later this month. Chicago CPS can't do that just because of the size of the district? Provided the vaccines are coming in, there really isn't a program to bring them into the schools, is there?
Well, it's very limited. It's not widespread. Like, what you're talking about in some of the suburban districts, we're just not able to do that. And part of that is just the logistical challenge of, in a system as vast as CPS. It is labor intensive.
Sure.
It is difficult. I acknowledge that. But we have to do this. We've got to do this correctly because, I'll just share my opinion. I happen to believe that annual vaccination requirements, possibly even semi-annually, depending on what the variants do, that is our future. This is not going away. We are going to all have to accept that vaccinations periodically, whatever that is a part of our lives, for the foreseeable future going forward. So if that's true, can we please make it easy? Can we make it convenient? Can we make it simple? What, can we make it ubiquitous? Why are we not doing that now? What are we waiting for? It's unconscionable to me that we're at this point now in the pandemic, almost a year after the vaccines first appeared. We know what we have to do. You need needles and you need arms, and you need to get needles
right.
And arms together.
Hey,
and it needs to be simple and it needs to be easy. And we're just not doing it correctly. And it's very frustrating. I'm sure you can hear it in my voice. And CPS is just not at the level that they need to be. They almost acted like they were surprised. You know, what do you mean parents are going to want to bring their kids to school to get vaccinated? Right. We didn't think about that. Well, no. You know, they should have.
No, I appreciate your opinion there. I don't know if your ears were burning yesterday, Alderman. We were talking with you or about you with Bert Odelson yesterday or the day before about the remap and the map drawn by the Hispanic caucus and the fact that you get all of Lincoln Yards. I know that was a point of some competition with the alderman up there. Is that going to, are you be inclined to vote for the Hispanic map because of that?
Well, yes, but I believe at this point the competing maps that are still, you know, in sort of early first draft stage, but it looks like they will also keep the Lincoln Yards footprint in my ward, which it currently is. And, you know, my attitude is, look, you know, I fought to get Lincoln Yards zoning authorized because I believe it's the right thing to do for the city, for the jobs, the economic impact, but mostly for the $1 billion worth of public infrastructure improvements that we could never pay for any other way. So Lincoln Yards is going to deliver 3 new bridges over the Chicago River, 11 acres of a brand new park, an extension of the 606 bike trail, and major intersection improvements that are desperately needed there, plus a new metro station. All those things are wanted and they're needed, and there's no way to pay for them without having the development occur, which we're going to use to leverage the money we need for those public goods. So, you know, getting the zoning change was only the first half of the battle. The second half of the battle now becomes making sure all of those public benefits that were promised to the community and promised to the neighborhood, those promises must be kept.
Second
and
ward,
we have to deliver those.
Second ward, Alderman Brian Hopkins. It's always great to talk to you, Alderman. Thank you for taking time today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News. So we're going to go to Lake County, talk to Mark Pfister of the health department there, coming up after the news. Let's say 4:39. The news coming up in 2 minutes.